Okay, today is Daf Samach. We are on Daf Nun Tes Lamed Beis. 8 lines in the bottom where it says, Ubiplopta Dahani Tanoi. The Gemara is going to suggest now that Rav and Shmuel are arguing on Rav and Shmuel agree with the Machlokes Tanoim. Ditanya. We'll just have to get right into it and then we'll remind ourselves what's going on here. Ditanya. If someone gives a woman a get and says, Mehayom ula achar misa, from today and after I die. So what does that mean even? What's such a funny lush? What does that mean? So, get, the eno get, divrei rachachamim. It's a get and it's not a get, meaning it's a suffix. Rebbe Omer kaze get. Rebbe says it is a get. Right? Nema rav halacha kirabanan. That if you're a Kaddish woman with language like that, it doesn't work. V'nema Shmuel halacha karebi. And maybe Shmuel, who said it is a good kedushin, will hold like Rebbe that it is a good get. And tzricha, and you need me to tell you the machlokas in both situations. De'ilu amar rav halacha kerabanan. If you only would have said that rav holds like the rabbanon, havamina, I would have thought, hasam de la rechoka ka'asi, that's only true when you're coming to make a divorce. Aval hacha likurova ka'asi, but when you're coming to make a marriage, which is the opposite of a divorce, ema modile le Shmuel, maybe he agrees with Shmuel, de tanoi havi, it's a tanai, and the tanai never gets fulfilled if the guy dies, it's crazy languages. The Amar Shmuel halacha kerebi, and if you would have said Shmuel holds like Rebbe, hava mina hasam hu de ein get lachar misa. That's because there's a din called ein get lachar misa. Aval hacha de yesh kedushin lachar lamed, but you can have a kedushin after 30 days. The case was a guy says, be married to me from now after 30 days. What does that mean? What does that mean? You married now, you married after 30 days. What does that mean? But the point is, there's no death here. No death. By the other case was I'll divorce you now after I die. So that funny language, we don't know what it means. And also, you can't give a get after you're dead anyway. If you're here, none of those issues apply. So, Ema Modila L'Rav, maybe he would agree that it's doable. Tzricha, he still holds it's not good. Okay, that's really yesterday's story. Now, Amar Abaya. Abaya said like this, Ulutame D'Rav, according to Rav, right? What did Rav say? If a man is Makadesh, a woman, from now, after 30 days, right? He's not sure if it's a Tanai, or he's retracting, right? We're not sure what that is. Therefore, what if someone else came along and it was a Mekadesher, right? Someone else comes and is Mekadesher. It's a suffix on both. That's what Rav said, it's a suffix on both. So, Ba Achar V'Amala. If someone else comes, what does he say? Marry me from now, within 30 days. This Gemara is very hard. Someone else comes along and says, marry me after 30 days. From now and after 20 days. Right? You're married to me from now after 10 days. Rav says, Abaya explaining Rav, Rishon va'achron tzricha get. Number one and number three require a get. Emtzai eino tzricha get. The middle guy doesn't need a get. Why not? Because mimanoshach. However you look at it, this guy doesn't, nothing happened. E tanoi have, if it's a tanai, meaning, marry me now, if on tanai, that I come back here in 30 days. Some language like that. That's what it means. It's a tanai. If it's a tanai, Dekama kedushe, dahanach lav kedushe. So the first one's married, meaning after 30 days, retroactively, that guy's married. So anyone afterwards was just wasting time, giving out free diamond rings to girls. That's all it was. E chazara have, if it was a question of chazara, meaning I'm retracting, right? Then basra kedushe, then the last one is married because it's only a 10-day retraction. The Hanach, love Kedushe. The other two are not married, right? But the middle guy is for sure not married to her. It's for sure no issue. There's no way he could be married. Now, the case only works if the three of them were Zeh or Zeh. Right? Reuven comes over to her and says, I'll marry you now, I'll be back in 30 days. Shimon comes over to her a minute later, I'll marry you now, I'll be back in 20 days. Levi comes over, I'll marry you now, I'll be back in 10 days. It's either Reuven or Levi. It can't be Shimon. Right? No question about that. So the Gemara says, Pshita. That's obvious. It's not even a chiddush over here. Well, Ma'a d'tema, Hai Lishna Mashma Tanai U'Mashma Chazara. Well, really, what he said it implies both Tanai and Chazara. V'tibai Gita Mikol Chad V'chad. It really should require it from every single one of them. Kamashmalon, it's not true. That is Abaya explaining Rav. Good? Now, I'm not 100% sure of this case, to be honest with you. It's a massive, this Rashi here, gigantic Rashi. I'm not 100% sure what's going on here, I tell you the honest truth. Like, how does it really, really work? I don't know. But that's, in general, that's what's going on. It gets more complicated now. Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ula said that Rabbi Yochanan said, Afilu Meya Tofsin Ba. Even if 100 people do this, all 100 are a suffik.
One after another.
We said before, the middle guy's out.
Right.
Now, even all 100 are a problem. Why? V'chein, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav... Well, all of them. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Afilu Meya Tofsin Ba. All 100 are a problem. Amalei, Rav Mesharsha, Rav Dervami, Rav Asi, Asbar Lach Taimad Rav Yochanan. I'll tell you why it's true. Why? Shavu Nafshe Kishraga Delivni. It's like building a wall where each brick rests on a partial of the brick before it. Not on, completely on top. That's one, not like Lego, stacking one on top. Not like that. Rather, like it's a little bit on top. So when every one, when number one now says this Lushan, then number two is a little bit of space left over for number two to fit in. Number three also is a little bit space. Not 100% sure. Then number four also a little bit space. There's a little bit of room for every single one of them to have a suffix whether I'm married to her. When I made a lashon, I'll be back here. Rashi says the case is like this. I'm marrying you now. I'll be back in 100 days. Number two says I'll be back in 99 days. Number three says I'll be back in 98 days.
Yeah, but each one said from now.
Correct. From now in that 98
that's
days.
The problem.
From now in 97 days. So each
after
one.
30 days is the problem.
What?
Now is the problem.
Correct. So each one.
Built in on the other.
Is built in on the other, and therefore they're all 100
suffix. Why should the first be the suffix?
What's the difference in the first and the 55th?
Because the first one's not built in anybody else.
I hear. It's an interesting question.
It's a good question.
It's a good question.
If I was like, if your man goes up to your wife and says, Harry, I'm a condition.
It's nothing.
It's nothing.
Right. No.
So that connects.
That's because she's 100% married to you. There's no room. When I say like this, I marry you today after 99 days. What kind of language? We don't know what that means.
So I don't know. If she says, yeah, great.
Yeah.
If she became HSC.
No. From when?
From when?
From now? Then you're right. Then it's like everyone else's wife. There's no way to move. You can't marry someone else's wife. But it's not what you said. You said from now after 99 days. We don't know what that means. Says Rabbi Yochanan, you know what it means? I don't know what it means either. The point is, everybody else can also do the same thing, and therefore it's a suffix on all 100. Why number one? That's a good question, Yoni. I don't know. Yeah, what were you saying?
Yeah.
So that, I hear that. I also hear what we said before, that the middle guy is out. I hear both sides. You hear both.
Each guy knows what the other guy said, kind of.
I don't know. What's the difference?
Because they're not all saying 100. They all say 99, 98, they said 100.
Right.
So he's saying like that?
Yeah.
If each one says 100, then
yeah.
He would say the same thing. I don't know. Yeah.
Same problem, but you'd say 100.
Yeah. The chol chad v'chad, each and every one, rucha l'chavre shavak. Leftover space for the other guy. By making it 100 days, I can make it 99 days.
Right.
I can make it 98 days.
That's the space.
Right. Now, exactly how exactly this works, I don't really understand. Like, what exactly is going on here?
Well, if you understood, you have the answer to the question.
Right. So that's, because the language, it's a funny language. It's a funny lashon to say that. From now after 100 days. We don't know what that means. Okay. Now, one second. Masiv Rabbi Chanina, listen to this question. Look at what Rav is going to say something so astounding now. Masiv Rabbi Chanina, if someone says like this, if someone gives a woman a get and says, Mehayom, from today, Ula Achar Misa. From today and after I die. So what's the halacha? Get, ve'eno get. It's a suffix if it's a get. According to the Rabbanan. Therefore, ve'in Mason, if he dies, can the brother marry her in Yibam? No. Why not? Because maybe she was divorced. Maybe she was divorced. So Cholet says v'lo Mesia Bemes. Chalitza, no Yibam. So far, that's not a problem. So far, so good. Bishlomo l'Rav Misayelei. The According to Rav, that actually makes a lot of sense, right? Right, because Rav said it's a suffix. That makes perfect sense, a suffix. With Shmuel Nami, even according to Shmuel, right, that Mayom ul Acharmisa is a Tanai, this could still make sense. How can it still make sense? Well, exactly. Shmuel Nami Hamani Rabbananhi. Shmuel could say that Mishnah that you just quoted goes like the Rabbanan. Vanan the Amrika Rebbe. I hold like Rebbe. El Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said, when you say language like that, you leave room open to Amar Shiyurahu, call Gita the Meshayer Bey, Velo Klumhu. So how could you have a get that's left open? How could you have a get, Rashi says, in three words, the Rachmana Amar Krisos. The Torah said you have to be divorced. You can't be a little bit divorced. You can't be divorced with leftover room. That doesn't make any sense. That's not a divorce.
That's what he's saying. You can't be divorced with a suffix.
What?
You can't be suffix divorced.
You can be suffix divorced. I throw a get and I'm not sure where it lands. That's a suffix. That you can have. That's not the suffix.
Right.
This suffix isn't what you said. That suffix you can't have. Right? Now, Rabbi Yochanan said you can have such a suffix by marriage.
Right.
You can have such a thing. You made a funny ling, and 99 other men also can say the same thing as you, and you're all one big suffix. That could be. How could you have a suffix like that over here by divorce? Says Rashi, it's not krisos. Says Tosvos, that's not the issue. The problem isn't that. The problem is, it's an enget lachamisa problem. He has some reason why it's not a krisos issue. Because look at the Tosfos of the last second Tosfos. Pirish Bekuntris, the lo have a get krisos. It's not a get krisos. Kivon since the Shire Bell. Because you leave over a room. It's Velona Hira. That doesn't make any sense. Dim Kane, Tikshilemi Kedushin Gufayu. You could ask the same question by Kedushin. The Hechi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Meya Tofsinba. How could Rabbi Yochanan say that 100 people can marry this woman, Kivon de Meshire? Lav Klumhu, the Iskesh Havayeli Yetzia. It should be the same thing. If you can't divorce like that, you can't marry like that. Lekach, Nira, Lomar, Isis, the Vadai, Havaya Leitzia. You do compare marriage to divorce. Lekach, Nira, Lomar, the Vadai, Bechiai Gavna, Havi Krisus. No, it is Krisus. Elahachi Purusho. Here's the problem. Kol Gita, the Meshayarba, Lav Klumhu, it's not good. Kivin She'enu Yachol, Lios Nigmar. El Elahachar Misa. The only time it'll take effect is if after death, it ain't get Lachar Misa. Ain't get Lachar Misa. Who are dim b'kiddushin? Imam Mayom Lachar Misa. I'll marry you today after I die. Ain't no mikudeshet. That doesn't work. V'hacha v'heichad Amar Mayom Lachar Lamed Yom. That's mikudeshet. That's because nobody died. Okay, so that's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos Rashi is more difficult. Okay. Anyway.
Well, why would you want to be married if you're dead?
Who knows? We're gonna have later in the week. A guy gives a woman two prutas, and says, "Here's a pruta." For marrying you. And here's the pruta. After the divorce, I'm going to remarry you. And he gives it now. What kind of... why a person would do that, I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, you can't ask why. Anyway, so... Therefore, it's not a get at all. It's not a get at all. Therefore, Yivum Emiyabim. Why can't you do Yivum? Right? What's the case? A guy gives a get and says, this get is chal, mehayom, after I die. Right. Said the Tanakama, whoever said that, it's a suffix. Suffix. Therefore, no yim alichalitza. What do you mean it's a suffix? Ain't get lachamisa, there's no get. It's only a widow. Go do yibum. That's the Gemara's question. Rava gives such a difficult answer here, it's an unbelievable answer. Amar Rava, well, get lahotzi. Umita lahotzi. Well, get frees her, and misa frees her. So, combo of the two, mashashir get, gamartu misa. What get doesn't finish, misa finishes. He gave a get and said, from today, after I die. Was that a good get? We don't know. Says Rava, I don't know either if it's a good get. But I'll tell you one thing. The guy's dead. So between a combo of get and misa, She's free. She's not.
Not for me. It's your brother-in-law.
Oh, Amar Le Abaya, me dummy. What are you talking about? Get motzia mirishus yibum. Get makes yibum impossible. If she's divorced, there's no yibum.
Correct.
Misa machnises l'rishus yibum. Misa makes yibum in required.
It's exactly the opposite.
It's the one Rava got to answer what Rava gave. Now, even Abaya didn't get what Rava gave, so I don't get what Rava said. And Rava knows that. Rava knew what Abaya is. Rava knew that. Rava's no dummy. Rava knew that. So what does Rava mean? Right? What does Rava mean to say? What, do you think Rava didn't know that? That get makes yibum impossible and death makes yibum required? Rava knew that too. Right? So what was Rava... That's, you know, probably a few hours to figure out what Rava meant to say. Anyway... El Amar Abaya, no. Hasam time am I? It's a whole different reason. What was the question? The question was, why can't this person get do yibum on her? She's not divorced. The divorce never took effect. Why did it never take effect? Because they didn't get lach hamisa, right? And we're not sure what he said even. So why not? Why can't he do yibum? A new reason why he can't do gzeira. It's a gzeira. Mishum. What if a guy says like this? Mehayom imesi hareza get. Right? If someone says, Mehayom imesi, hareze get. Right? Now, Mehayom imesi, from today, if I die, is that a get or yibum? That's a get.
That's
okay. Right? Right? That's a 1,000% get, because it was a get on tonight. No difference. This is your get if it rains tomorrow. This is your get if I die tomorrow. Just tonight, no questions, right? Yeah. But since it sounds very similar to Mehayom la'achar misa, people are going to mix them up. People are going to mix them up. And if we allow Yibum in Hayom la'achar misa, people are going to think Mehayom imesi, also you can have Yibum. And they for sure can't do that. They're going to mix them up. That's the answer. Because they sound so similar, even though they're exact opposites.
You're saying that the divorce took effect.
If someone says, Mehayom imesi, from today, if I die.
Yeah.
So that's like saying, from today, if it snows tomorrow.
Yeah.
If it snows tomorrow, then you're divorced. If not, not. Yeah. If I die, that's a pure get, 1,000%. But it sounds very similar, like, from today, when I die.
It's confusing.
It's so confusing. So people are going to think, if that's a yibum, and it is, because it's nothing, there's no get, people are going to think the other case is also yibum, and that's a pure get.
Right.
So not to mix them up, we don't allow yibum in both cases.
And they're both commonly used. Is that what you're
saying? Yeah. So the Gemara asks, V'nigzar, make the following zera. V'nigzar, mehayom imesi the tachlots, atu mehayom la'achamisa. So in that case, make them have chalitza. Just like in this case, you make you have chalitza. Guy says, mehayom imesi. What do we say?
But it's not necessary.
It's a for sure 1,000% get. Right. Make chalitza anyway, or to this case, where we make you have chalitza. Right? So the Gemara answers.
But it says im. Im means maybe.
What? No, but it's a condition. No. I'll divorce you. Maybe it'll rain tomorrow.
That's
a condition.
When would the woman be free to marry? Is it from today? 3 months after today, or 3 months after he died?
I don't know. We did that in Gittin. I don't remember what we said. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't remember what we said. Anyway, no, we can't say that, because ima to omer choletzes, if we say to do chalitza, the people are going to think, mitzvah yabemes, you can do yibum. That's a funny question, because half of Masechus Yevamos, we said do chalitza, do chalitza, yeah. Because we're afraid, because you can't do yibum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's the downside of doing chalitza? So the person can't marry a kohen. All right, listen, what can we tell you? I know. So the Gemara says, Hachanami. So here too also. Im ata omar cholat says, misya bemes. Right? Same thing over here. Right?
Did it come up once? I don't think in the
I agree with you. I don't think it came one time.
Coming up now?
So the Gemara says, so tisyavim, and what's the terrible cry if yibum is done? Ein b'kach klum. It's not really such a big deal. Why not? Because chashash d'rabbanan hu. It's a chashash d'rabbanan. What do you mean it's a chashash d'rabbanan? What? The case of mehayom la'achar misa could be that there's nothing wrong with yibum. It could be there's nothing wrong with yibum. Why? Because they'll get here anyway. The whole thing is gzeira d'rabbanan. Maybe there's some get somehow. All right, do chalitza. But what if they'll do yibum? It's not going to be the end of the world if they do yibum. So therefore, we'll do chalitza. I am Eileen to Yibam at the end of the world. When do you say that? Most of the time, we don't say that. Because most of the time...
We made Xerah, we never say that.
Exactly. Because most of the time, doing Yibam is a disaster.
When's the last time Torah Pesach has come up?
It's very difficult. I told you. So it's not easy, Gemara.
Are we afraid of the kids?
We're afraid of a lot of things.
So
forget the kids. You're not going to marry your brother's wife.
Yeah, right.
Only in Yibam.
What's wrong with that?
Right, only in Yibam you're allowed to.
Right.
So then we've all these. Well, what if you're not really divorced? What if you divorce? All right, do chalitza. Now, if you do Yibam, it's not the end of the world either because there's not really a get here.
What is the end of the world? You can't marry him, right? You can't marry him.
It's a difficult Gemara.
You can if the first wife died.
Yeah. The wife didn't.
Not
die.
The wife dying. If the wife died, there's nobody to marry.
Yeah, exactly.
They
have a sister.
Okay, that's not Yibam. Isha. If a man says to a woman, marry me, almanas she'etein lecha masayim zuz. I will give you $200. It's a signing bonus. Right? V'hu hareze mikudeshes. They're married. V'hu yitein. You have to give the money. You don't give the money, lechora, you're not married. When do you have to give the money? It's a good question. Almanas she'etein lecha mikan ve'ad lamed yom. I'll give it to you within 30 days. So, nasan lo betoch shoshim mikudeshes. If you give it within 30 days, you're married. Fiyam lath, enam mikudeshes. You're not married. Almanas, on condition, shiyesh lo masayim zuz, that I have $200 in my pocket. Hareza mikudeshes. You're married. Fiyesh lo, as long as you have it. Almanas, she'erecha masayim zuz, on condition that I'll show you $200. Hareza mikudeshes. They're married. Viyirlo. Yirlo. He has to show it to her. V'im hera al shulchan enam mukadeshes. But if he shows it to her on his money changing table, they're not married. Why? Because it's not his. She doesn't take. I'll take it to the mint and I'll show you $1 billion in the mint. That's not what he meant. He meant what I have. So the Gemara is going to say, well, since it's his business, maybe she'd be okay with that. Kamashlan, she's not okay with that, even though it's his business. His business is a money changer. So right there, I'm constantly dealing with money. I'm a rich guy. It's basically what's going on. Kamashlan, no, it has to be your money. Right? Not someone else's money, not the mint's money.
He's marrying over something else. He's marrying, he's giving the kesef for something else.
Correct.
Right? This is just
it's a condition. Correct. Itmar. Ravuna Amar, Fahu Yitain. Ravuna says, and he has to give it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Likisha Yitain. When he gives it. In other words, Ravuna says, you're married retroactively. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you're married going forward. Ravuna Amar, Fahu Yitain, Tana Have. It's a Tanai. Mekayim Tanai V'azel. You Mekayim the Tanai. It goes back to the beginning, the beginning of the Shidduch. Rav Yehuda Omer, L'kishi Yitain, when you give it. L'chi Yahiv Yahave Mekedushay. When you give it, you'll be married. Hashtemiha Lahave Kedushay. Right now, you're not married. Mai Benayhu. What's the difference between these two answers? The difference is obvious. Iki Benayhu, Shepash the Yad of Akibla Kedusha Meyacher. If she accepts Kedusha from someone else, before he gave the bonus.
In the interim.
In the interim, le Rav Huna lo have kedushe. According to Rav Huna, she's not married to number two. Le Rav Yehuda have kedushe. According to Rav Yehuda, she is married to number two. Very simple. Tanan nami gabi gittin. We learned the exact same thing by get. Ki have gav the same thing. Hamalisha hareza gite hamanas shetitnu shetitni li masayim zuz. I'll give you a get on condition you give me $200. Pay me for the get, right? Hareze megureshes v'hi titen. She has to give it. Itmar Ravuna Amar v'hi titen. She gives it. Rav Yehuda Amar l'kisha titen. When she gives it, then she's divorced. Ravuna Amar v'hi titen. Tanaha v'mekayim etanai v'azla. Right? She gives the get. She gives the money. The get is retroactively chal. Rav Yehuda Amar l'kisha titen. L'chiyava lei have d'hu d'have gita. When she gives it, the get's chal that moment. Hashta mi lo have a get. Right now, it's not a get. My benayhu, what's the difference between these two cases? So Rashi says on top, al karchach le Rav Huna, nami asura linase aj titein. Even according to Rav Huna, she can't marry somebody until she gives it. No, it's not a question. Shem lo yiskayim tanai v'get batal u'bnei mamzerim. Because maybe she'll never give it, and the get will be batal, and the children will be mamzerim. Right? That's why we said, don't ever make a tanai and a get. All you're doing is making problems for yourself. Right? Iki benayu, the difference will be, back in the Gemara, sheneskaira haget, the get got ripped up, avad, or it got lost, before the woman gave the money, right? Liravuna have a get. Why? because it goes retroactively. Retroactively, the get wasn't destroyed. Liber of Yehuda, lo have a get. And according to Yehuda, it's not a get. Why? Because it only takes effect when she gave the money, and now the get's not here anymore, so it's not a get. Now, Utsricha, I need both cases. The Ashmein on Gabi Kedushin. If you want to tell you the case of Kedushin, Baha, Ka'amar of Huna, that's when Rav Huna said it's retroactive, Misham, Dila Karovakasi, because he's trying to make a shidduch over here. So let's make it retroactive to make the best possible shidduch. Aval Gerishin, but when it comes to Gerishin, Dila Rechoke Ka'asi, where the get is being, where you're distancing yourself from her, Ema Modila Rav Yehuda, that the get should be chal for the least amount of time. Right, they're married as long as possible. V'yidmar b'hach, if he said only the taste of get, b'hach ka'amar of Huna, b'shom de'ihu lo kasif lei limitveh. When it comes to a get, he's not going to be embarrassed to say to her, no, where's the money? Give me the money already? You want to leave me so badly to pay me? Avol hacha, by kedushin, de'ihi kasif lo limitveh. She's embarrassed to say to the guy, no, where's my signing bonus? She's embarrassed to say that. How much could she bother the guy, right? So, Ema Modilele of Yehuda. Maybe he would agree with Yehuda that it only takes effect whenever he gives that bonus. Kamash Tzricha, he doesn't hold that. Even though she's embarrassed to say it, it's still going to be retroactive whenever he gives it. Now.
In case of the get,
yeah.
If she gives it after the estate, after he died before she.
We're going to get to that case in a minute. Meisvei hareze gitech. Here's your get. Almanas shetitni li masayim zuz. As long as you give me $200, afal pishen is skara haget osha avad. Even if the get is lost, hareze megureshes. The get is still a valid get. Ula achar lo tinase ad shetitain. But she can't get married until she gives the money. Right? That's not like a Yehuda who said if the get's not here, then it's not a get. So the Gemara says, V'o Tanya, another question. Amar la, hareze gitech amanashatit nili masayim zuz. You're divorced from me on condition you give me $200. Umeis, and he dies. Now she doesn't want to fall to the rotten brother. So I'll give the money to the Yarish, to the Yarshim. And then retroactively, I was divorced. Can you do that? So, uvinasna. And he gives it. Ain't a kukuli ibum. She's not going to fall to ibum. Why not? Because she's divorced him a month ago when he was still alive. Lo nasta, if she doesn't give the money, it's a kukuli ibum. How long of a time does she have? I don't know. Reshiving a little amar. No, still achav. Ola aviv. Ola echem and akrovim. Give it to one of the relatives. Ad kan. So the first man d'amar says that apparently you have to give it to him. Reshiving said you can give it to one of the relatives.
Even though he's dead. Even one of his brothers could be
conceived. Correct. No, Tag Ibum. I'm giving the money to the... she's going to say, I'm giving the $200 to his brother, so I don't have to marry this guy. I give the money to him, then retroactively I'm divorced, now he can't bother me. He can't take me to Bezin and say, I want to do Ibum on this woman. I just gave him the money that my husband, who's died, said, if I give the money, retroactively. So I can't lo pligi el demar savar lo leave lo liarshav. Tanakama held, you can't give it to the Yarshim, you gotta give it to him. You gave it to him before he died, no Yibam. You missed it, he died, too bad, now he's stuck. Umar Savar, no. Rav Shimon held a field of Yarshim. You can even give it to the relatives. Why? Because then retroactively, you gave the money, and now she's divorced from retroactively. So no Yibam. The Kuli Alma Miha, Tanoi Have, but no matter how you slice it, they're arguing on a detail about giving it after he died. That's a detail. But everyone holds that you could do this. That it goes retroactively, right? To Yosef of Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, it goes forward. And nobody says that. Nobody says that. All right, the detail about whether or not you can give it to after he died. That's a machlokas. But everyone agrees, even if you hold you can't do that, it's still retroactive.
Right.
So no one holds it. No one holds it's forward going. It's Amalach of Yehuda, Hamani Rebbe. No, I hold like Rebbe. All this is Rebbe. The Amar of Huna, Amar Rebbe. Kala Omer Almanas, Ka Omer Me'achshav Dami. Whenever you say Almanas, it's as if it already took effect. So in other words, when he says, that's Rebbe says that, Va Upligi Rabbanan Aleha, they want to argue on that, Va Na De Omri Ki Rabbanan, I hold like the Rabbanan. What does that mean? That's a funny cheetah. A guy says to a woman, give me $200, I'll divorce you on condition you give me $200. So it's as if the $200 was already given. Therefore, whether or not you fulfill the Tanai, or it's as if the Tanai is already fulfilled. I'm not sure 100% how the Shita works. But the point is, says of Yehuda, it's not a kash on me. So I don't agree with all that. I hold like the Rabbanon, who don't hold from such an idea. Therefore, it is forward going. Like I say, it's forward going, not retroactive. What does that mean exactly? I'm not sure what that means, but that's what he says. Gufa. Now we're going to explain it. Amar Vuna, Amar Rebbe, Kala Amar Amanas, Kama Me'achshav Dami. Whenever you say Amanas, it really means Me'achshav.
And even if I give it 2 weeks later, it's still going
to be Me'achshav. Somehow Me'achshav. Amar Zera, Ki Avinam BaBavel. When I was in Bavel, Havi Amrin and Had Amar Vuna, Amar Rebbe, Kala Amanas, Kama Me'achshav Dami, Pligi Rabbanan Alea. The Rabbanan argue on that. Ki Salki Lahasam. When I got there to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkehel Ravasi, I found Ravasi, the Yosef, he was sitting, V'kamalea Mishbeid Rav Yochanan, he said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Hakom Odim, Ba'om Almanas, Kamer Me'achshav Dami. Everybody agrees to that. Lo Nechleku Ela Mehayom Ula Achar Misa. The only arguing about the case of Mehayom Ula Achar Misa. Right? That's where there's a suffix Mugureshas. Ay, V'atanya. I'm sorry, V'atanya. And this is B'nichusa, V'atanya. Me'ayom ula achar misa, get the eno get, divri chachamim. That's a suffix. Rebbe Omer, kazeh get. It's a good get. Why? Because any tanai is me'achshav, so it's a good get. Ula v'yehuda de omar ba'almanas nami pligi. Now, Yehuda said, they even argue on almanas. Right? Whether or not it's forward going or not. But Yehuda said, it's forward going. Ademiflegi mehayom ula achar misa. You're arguing on a case of mehayom ula achar misa niflegi ba'almanas. Why don't you argue on a case of almanas, which is what's better about almanas? Why is that better? Right? Why is that better? And according to Rebbe, to get his chal, and according to the Chachamim, it's a suffik, right? So the Mara answers lo diach hakocha de Rebbe to tell you. How the Rebbe, the extent of Rebbe Shita, the Mehayom ula achamisa nami haveget. That's such a far fetched Shita. That Hayom ula achamisa, Rebbe held it's a 100% get. Why? Because he holds that a Tanai is Me'achshav. So, we're not even sure if it's a Tanai. Divorce me today, ula achamisa. We're not sure if it's a Tanai. Is it a waiting? We don't know what that is. Rebbe held it's a Tanai, and therefore you divorce him right now. No suffix. That's a very far-fetched shita. So the Gemara says, "For niflegi ba'almanas."
It doesn't go to the standards of tonight. With tonight kofel and the whole business.
I know.
So
I know that.
Meet the standards.
I know. Which is that's tomorrow's daf actually. V'niflegi ba'almanas. So why don't we argue in a case of almanas? Almanas, which is a real almanas. The Rabbanon said is no good. So the Gemara says, "Lo diach hakocha de Rabbanon." To tell you how far the Rabbanon argue on Rebbe and hold that that case is no good, the Gemara answers, "Koch tetera adif." I'm much more impressed to tell me how Rebbe is mekel than anyone can be machmer. Like Rashi says that. Well, it's koch tetera adif. You don't need to be a big tzaddik, a big kamachacham, a big somebody to say everything's usher, to be machmer. You have to have big shoulders to say something's musher. So Rebbe comes along and says, funny case, a guy says, "Hayom la'acham misa." We don't even know what that means. And what does Rebbe say? Don't worry, she's divorced. Why? I hold everything's me'achshav. What about tonight? It's all me'achshav. That's a big shoulders to say that. That's much more impressive than to tell me, everything's a suffix and we don't know. Right? Okay. Then we said, Almanas she'etin lecha mikan. And so, mikan v'atshol shem yom. And if she gives the money, she's divorced. And if not, not. The married, and if not, not, not. So, pshita. Isn't that obvious? You give the money, you fulfill the condition. You don't. Now the time I would have thought, Lav Tanahu, it's not a Tanai. Luzeruze Ka'amar. He said it to get her excited. No, let's go, I'm going to give you money, I'm going to marry you, it's going to be great. It's not a Tanai. Come on, Shmuel, no, it's a Tanai.
It's an incentive.
Right, that's what I thought to say. Amanas, Yeshli, Masayim Zuz. So we said, on condition that he has Masayim Zuz, then he has to have it. Right? And what if he doesn't have it?
Let's say he has to borrow it.
Right. So let's say he has to borrow it, then he doesn't have it. What if he does have it? So what do we say? If he has it, they're married. And if he doesn't have it, they're not married. Yeah. Maybe he has it. Maybe he has. But oh, Tanya, Chashid and Shemel Yeshlo. There is another Bryce that says that they are married because maybe Hitaka has it. Why are we being so definitive? Check his bank account. Maybe it's there. So the Gemara says, Lo Kashi, you're right. Ha, B'Kedushay Vaday. Our Mishnah is talking about K'dushay Vaday. To Vaday say she's married. He doesn't have. Ha, K'dushay Suffolk. That was a Suffolk. Maybe he has. Maybe they're married. It's a Suffolk.
But if he has it, why isn't he giving it?
What?
If he has it, why isn't he giving it?
We don't know if he has it.
No, but if he does have it, why is he not giving it?
I don't know.
Right,
I can't figure people out myself. Right?
Something else.
Just Ercha Masayim Zuz. On condition, I show you 200 Zuz. Tana, Lonis Kavna, El Alaris Mishalo. What he meant to say was that I'll show you my bank statements. Not that I can take it to the mint and show you money there too. That's not what he meant. He meant I have the money. It's in my bank account.
Right.
The first case was he has to give it to her. This case was I don't need it. I just need to know you have it. Show me your bank statement. You show me you have the money, that's good by me. Vimhera la shulchano in a mekadeshes. So pshita, it's not his money. So madat lo tzmicha afagaf denaka dame iska. Yeah, but it's his business. So I thought that would have been good enough. That's not good enough. Because right, even though it's his business, that's not an asset. It's just what's the word called? Inventory. Inventory, you don't own it, right? You own it, you don't own it. I'm not interested in all that.
Yes, but usually it shows that he has money for 5 seconds.
Tomorrow, no, so that's his bank account. No, so it could be a guy shows a bank statement, have $1 million in the bank.
Yeah,
exactly. Right, this guy's not a poor guy. Right. Now, maybe he's tied up and he owes money. Right. He's not a poor man. So in those days, there's a lot of money. Look at my statement. I have a lot of money. Right? Not a poor man. Poor people don't have money like that. Right? No, but it's not really his. It's all tied up. Poor people don't have those issues. Right? The other way around is the issue. Right? When a guy says, I have nothing in my bank account, but I'm really rich. Right? Because it's all tied up. That's what people say. That's the other way it goes, not this way. Next. Amanas sheishli beis kor ofar. A guy says, I have land. Hareze mikudeshes. They married. V'yeshlo, if he has it. Amanas sheishli makom ploni. I have an estate. Woo! Wait. Im yeshlo ba'osa makom mikudeshes. Right, I have an apartment on Fifth Avenue. You have such an apartment. It's very impressive. V'yam lav, enem kadeshes. If not, not. Almanas, she'ercha, beis, kor, afar. On the condition I show you my house, ha'reza mekadeshes, v'yirena, has to be shown. V'yam harab b'bikka, enem kadeshes. Right, shows you some swamp. Look at that swamp that I own. That's not mekadeshes.
What's the first case?
V'necha, Gemara's going to ask that question. V'necha, shema yeshlo. Again, maybe he has it. Why are we so definitive over here? V'od Tanya Chashid and Shem Yeshlo, Lo Kasha, Haba Kedushay Vaday, Haba Kedushay Safik. You're right. If you have it, it's a Vaday, and if you don't have it, it's a Safik. Maybe you have it. Lomale Lemisnigabi Ara, Lomale Lemisnigabi Tuesday. Why don't we need both cases by land and by money? It's the exact same thing twice. Tzvicha. Tiashmin and Gabi Zuze, if it was only a case of money, Mishum da Ovid, Inchi, Dimitsani. People are, no one knows, they hide it. No one knows how much money other people have. No one knows. Aval ara ema id isle ara kala isle. If I have the land, people know about it. So who lives in that house? Oh, what's his name? Schwartz lives in that house. Everybody knows that. Kamash Balan. No, people hide houses too. So it's not a raya just because people.
How do you hide a house if everybody sees it?
What Rashi says.
What?
It
doesn't belong to me. It belongs to my mother-in-law.
Yeah. People have a way of doing that. So money, no one knows. So when he tells her, I have money. Marry me, I own that house. You don't own that house. That house, what's his name owns it? No, I own it. They just rent it. Something like that, right? Amanas, sheishli makom ploni, so pshita. If he has land over there, yeah, and if not, not. Ma'adatayim, I would have thought, Amallah, manafkalach mina. What do you care if I own land? Listen to this. Anot tarachno masayna. I'm going to be working there anyway. It's my job to support you. So what's the difference if I have this land or not? What does it benefit you?
Because they're showing he's well off.
What?
He's showing he's well off.
So we could say that about money and about other things.
I know.
But I own that field. Anyway, I have to support you. Kamash Malan, that's not an answer.
But the land could be a continual source of parnasa.
Of a parnasa, right?
Right.
So what does that mean?
It's conditioned as she wanted. What's the difference?
Right.
Exactly.
No, what's the difference if the land is here or there? Right? What's the difference if the apartment... No, that's an apartment, you can't say, because she wants to live in a fancy neighborhood. What's the difference if the land is here or there? Either way, I got to support you. Kamash Malan, it does matter. You make a condition, you have to keep the condition. Okay, one more line. Almanas she'ercha base kor afar. Tana lo nisgav nazu el leros mishalo. It has to be his. Same thing we said before. V'imhera b'vika enu mekadeshes. But if he shows her a swampy, nothing, garbage land, not married. Why? Pshita. Lo tzricha denokid bidistura. The case was that he owns it as a sharecropper. Right? He gets a percentage. It's not really his. That's not really his. So that's the case. It's not really his. It's mine. It's not yours. Yeah, you have a right to get something 100%. It's not yours. Right? Okay. That we'll stop here. So tomorrow there's more of this. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.